Rhiannon Emanuel's with us today. Rhiannon is heading tackle fire water in what must be considered awkward times. Thanks for joining us, Rhiannon. Tēnā koe.
Morena,
Dale, morena whānau. Tēnā koe, whānau. Okay, well, it's strange, but we can get away with it on Māori radio because we can use terms like this. How's the wairua of Te Aka Whai Ora?
I've been privileged right from the beginning, Dale, to work with the most amazing group of people. These are people who saw the opportunity, committed to the kaupapa right from, you know, for decades really, for some of them, and for some of them not so long. We're all doing extraordinarily well. We're all keeping our eyes firmly on the prize because the work doesn't stop, Dale. And that's the thing, is that we've all been committed. We came here with the commitment to improve Māori health. Nothing's changed on that dial. So whilst people talk about the vehicles or the structures and the things that need to happen moving forward, our job is to get on with it. Now, that's not to say these times are not unsettling, because that would be, you know, that would be telling Kurihita if I tried to say that it's not unsettling. But you know, in Te Ao Māori, we live with these kind of uncertainties all the time. What I've been really clear with our kaupapa and our crew is that we've just really got to keep our eye on the prize, which is about improving Māori health, making sure we support our Māori health providers out there, our partners, making sure that we get our iwi Māori partnership board in that really sweet spot to do the things that the legislation envisaged them that they would do.
It's awkward, isn't it? Because I guess politically you have to be a bit careful about what you say, who you might criticise. But, you know, I'm fearful for you and those involved with the kaupapa that you might not even know how long you've got a job for. How long have you got a job for, Rhiannon?
Yeah. Well, how long is a piece of string? Because those are the uncertainties, you know, that we can't really... I mean, we can't even, you know, we don't even know that for ourselves. But that being said, I'm so encouraged at the moment by Minister Reti and Minister Ducey's commitment to Māori health, particularly with Māori mental health and the kind of core things that we've been working on, our immunisations program. And we're looking forward.